Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just going to bed on Saturday night with an 8-2 record. First loss without James Wiseman. And first true road loss of the season. But, yeah, it's just a basketball game. You know, I've watched already this season Duke lose as a 28-point favorite at home. I've watched Kentucky lose as a 25-point favorite at home. So there's certainly nothing crazy about Tennessee losing as a 7-point favorite at home. I'll give Memphis a reasonable chance to win the game. But, you know, if you were having to bet your 401k one way or another, the smart bet would be to just assume the home team that is higher ranked at KenPom will probably win.
GP, thanks very much. We'll talk to you at 5.
All right, bye-bye.
Chris Harrington next. Then we got Jessica Benson. We will do that coming up next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary in range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Lights are twinkling. Snows are falling. Just like last year. Fun is calling. With holiday games. The instant kind. The easiest gift there is to find. So celebrate for just a while. With holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like... Is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No! Do I hear a Merry Money and a Holiday Gifts instant game? All instant games.
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with Holiday Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holiday celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments, but when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. What do you love this holiday?
The Time and Eternity necklace. It features a high-performance diamond, and when you slip it around her neck, she's going to know you love her through time and eternity.
What makes it high-performance?
Well, the average diamond only has 57 facets. This diamond has 89.
That high-performance is something guys know about. Extra sparkle, almost double.
Extra sparkle, extra light performance, and it starts at only $75. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing.
And don't forget, 5 locations.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston. And if you need catered holiday meals, they got you covered. You can order a smoked turkey. You can order a smoked ham. You can call them directly and get this done. Blow your family away. 662-536-3763. Why would you go through the trouble of cooking if somebody can do it better than you? You need spices, gifts, anything. You might want to put stocking stuffers. Go check the website, melissacookston.com. And if you want to order a catered meal, memphisbbqco.com.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Even if you're driving over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house, you're never out of range of your favorite radio station with the free Radio.com app. Take your favorite station with you or listen to all of our holiday music channels. Just open the free Radio.com app and search holiday. You can even binge on incredible podcasts like the True Crime Podcast Up and Vanished, or Long May They Run with the band Fish. Open the free Radio.com app today and fill your holiday with the best music and podcasts. Happy holidays from Radio.com.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris, what is it that we're listening to?
That is Hotel Yorba by the White Stripes, recorded at Easley McCain Studio here in Memphis. Easley McCain Recording, Once Upon a Time. The drummer there, Meg White, born on this day in 1974.
So Ja Morant came back. He's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
really good.
He helps you win, and he makes your games more watchable. So you got both of those things going for you.
What did you take from last night's victory over the Golden State Warriors, besides John's good?
Revenge game. It was good to, after you – the only game all season they lost that they were supposed to win. In fact, the only game all season I think they were supposed to win was at home against Golden State, which they lost. So it's nice to go in their building and sort of even that up. Main takeaways last night, John Morant back, looked none the worse for wear, looked great. A highlight reel once again. They got 32 points from the scoring guard spot. Dylan Brooks and Grayson Allen combined. That's a pretty good recipe for the Grizzlies. And then I think it was interesting how they worked D'Anthony Melton in different spots throughout the game.
Grayson Allen twisted an ankle again.
Right. different ankle.
Different ankle. The other ankle. Like he was great. He's making shots. I guess it's funny. Why shouldn't he make shots? He made shots at Duke.
There's no reason he shouldn't make shots. He has good form, but that's just not. It's not a guarantee. And so that is the swing. That's the swing skill for him. That is the skill that determines whether he's a long-term NBA career or not. Is whether he's a meaningful three-point shooter. Right. I believe. And so that will determine it. He was not last season as a rookie. He was not, you know, early this season. He has been the last week or so. I have no idea where that will settle, but I think wherever that settles, that will determine how meaningful he is as an NBA player.
All right, onward to other topics. You posted your Andre Iguodala trade update, and not update, it is an extensive analysis. People should read it by all means at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted it out, and there's roughly 82 teams that were mentioned in connection with this, and so I don't – some very remote possibilities. So I'll just focus on a couple. And the first thing is – and this is the – you said it's a known unknown, and this is the biggest thing – is we talk about trading him to wherever, Denver, with no sense as to whether he has said, listen, if you go to Denver, I'm just not going to report or whatever. Maybe he just wants to go to L.A. and therefore is making it very difficult – on the Grizzlies. And that is sort of the key factor at the threshold here, isn't it?
Yeah, no. I mean, if you talk to people with the Grizzlies to the degree they will talk about it at all, which is not much, I mean, they'll say that, look, you know, we'll make whatever the best deal is there for us to make. But my question is not the Grizzlies, it's the other teams. Are other teams willing to make offers if they don't think Iguodala will be happy to be there, right? And that to me is the unknown. It's not the Grizzlies' willingness to make a deal. It's Team X that's not at the top of Andre Iguodala's, you know, most desirable list. Are they willing to give up assets to get a player who is, you know, known to be a little cranky, right?
Right. And as so yes, the Grizzlies will make the best deal they can make. But the best deal they can make will be shaped by the perception of whether the other teams. It won't be with Denver if Denver knows he's not showing up or is going to show up and be a jerk or something. So
it'll be pouty, right?
Yeah, pouty.
I don't know if a playoff team trades for him, I have a hard time seeing him refuse to show up.
Right.
But are you getting a happy Iguodala? Are you getting the best Iguodala? Are you getting the Iguodala that is worth what you're giving up to get him? I think that's more the question.
All right. I don't want to go through all of them, but let's pretend, just to hit some of the highlights, let's pretend he just wants to go to L.A. Is there any meaningful possibility with either of the LA teams?
Yeah. I think you could do it with the Clippers potentially. I don't see, like, in theory, like as a matter of legality, you could make a deal with the Lakers, but I'm really skeptical of a deal getting done there that's worth doing. That's honestly any more worth doing than just buying them out.
Right.
Which is, I think, what the Lakers are hoping for anyway. With the Clippers, you could make a deal if both sides wanted to make a deal, they could make a deal. The question would be, the deal would have to be for Maurice Harkless from a salary standpoint. He would have to be in the deal, and he's currently a starter for the Clippers. So would the Clippers rather have Andre Iguodala than Mo Harkless? That's the first question they got to ask. And then you have to throw in more money to make it work. That's almost certainly going to be Jerome Robinson, who was a late lottery pick for them a year ago and has done nothing in the NBA. And so are the Clippers willing to even do that, Mo Harkless and Jerome Robinson? And if they are the Grizzlies willing to do that? Do they care about Jerome Robinson? Do they think he's any good? And if not, they would want more assets with it. Are the Clippers willing to give up more assets? And so I think there's a negotiation there that may or may not work out, but at least there's a deal that you can do.
The deal that the team that you thought was most likely, maybe, or there's actually been reports of discussions or rumors or something.
Yeah, I did. This is a lesson in how rumors start.
Right.
So I wrote most sensible. That's the way I characterize it. And then today on my Twitter feed, someone from Dallas retweeted it and said, Harrington says Dallas is most likely, which is not, does not mean the same thing as most sensible. But that's
right.
How rumors start.
That's hilarious. So, okay, most sensible Dallas. Why? And what would that deal look like?
It is an easy deal to do that to me helps both sides. Dallas is now, I think, as when I wrote it, I haven't looked at the updated standings today, but when I wrote it, they were third in the West, so they are a real contender now. They have a ball-dominant MVP-level player in Luka Doncic. They need role players around him. They're currently starting Dorian Finney-Smith at small forward, who's a nice little player, but he is not Andre Iguodala. And so so that's a team that's ready to win now, and Iguodala would clearly upgrade them in the playoffs at a starting position. And they have a deal they can make. They have Courtney Lee's expiring contract. Courtney Lee's not really going to help him much as a player at this point, but, like, you know, Memphis likes him. He's expiring contract, good locker room veteran, whatever. And they can't give you a first-round pick, and they probably wouldn't even if they could, but they do have the rights to Golden State's second-round pick this summer, which will be in the 30s, which is a good second-round pick. And so you could do easily just Courtney Lee and then the second-round pick for Iguodala. The Grizzlies would get a good second-round pick to add to the first-round pick they already have for getting Iguodala to begin with. And they would save actual money, like meaningful money, probably about $2 million in real money. And that's not, you know, that's not the visions of sugar plums people had about trading Andre Iguodala, but to me it would be a totally rational and reasonable thing to do.
Remind people what they have already gotten for Andre Iguodala, in essence. What was the deal that brought him here?
The Golden State Warriors gave them I'm gonna pull it up real quick. They gave them a future first round pick in order to take Iguodala's contract, and that pick is lightly protected. As I pull it up as we speak, that pick is where's it at? That pick is, it's a first-round pick. It's protected. It's not eligible to get until 2024, so it's down the line. But it's only protected picks 1 through 4 in 2024. It's protected only number 1 overall in 2025, and is unprotected in 2026. So, like, maybe Golden State, because they have all the money in the world, they're just still really good, and it's a pick in the 20s. But that's a very lightly protected pick way out in the future. That's a really good asset.
Can you imagine a scenario where that's a really good pick? Like, what would 2024? This is
29. Look up right now.
Yeah. Well, right now, yes. I mean, they got neither Steph nor Clay.
But I'm saying there's no guarantee. Just because you're, a huge market, like New York's a huge market. Like, who knows what's going to – no one has any idea what going to be in 2024.
Yeah, that's 5 years from now. That's a very good asset. It could be okay, so you already got that. Keep that in mind, people, if you think that a second from Dallas this year through the Warriors is not what you had in mind. You already have this – future first, and now you would be adding a very high second in this year's draft.
And I had someone else from Dallas on my social media saying, you know, maybe Iguodala's an upgrade on Dorian Finney-Smith, but he's not worth that Golden State pick, right? It's like number 35 pick in a bad draft or a mediocre draft.
Right.
And fans from the other team would think that's too much.
Too much, right, exactly right. That's how you know it's probably a decent trade. If fans from both sides are saying it's not sufficient. By the way, speaking of future draft picks, while we're on the topic, you've tweeted out something very interesting about Utah.
Yeah.
What's the pick with the what do the Grizzlies have from Utah coming?
Well, the Grizzlies have a first round pick from the Conley deal, and that pick is protected. It's got a weird reverse two-way protection on it. So it's protected both 1 through 7 to protect Utah and 15 through 30 to protect Memphis, both this summer and next summer, and then it becomes more lightly protected in 2022. And everyone, when they made that deal, thought, okay, well, this pick won't be in play until 2022 anyway, because we're going to be a playoff team. And Utah right now, I'm trying to pull up the standings, they lost last night at home against the Thunder. They're still probably going to make the playoffs, but right now they're in sixth place in the West, and they're only 2.5 games up on the team that's ninth. And so if Utah missed the playoffs and, you know, did not get lucky and jump up into the top four, like if they had the 14th pick or the 13th pick or whatever, like if that happened, the Grizzlies would get that pick.
They might be in
danger. That's probably not going to happen, but it's at least within the realm of conversation now.
They might be in danger of missing the playoffs if this were last year or the year before or the year when the back side of the West
the
was
problem,
good.
Yes.
The problem is that you
have two teams under 500 at 7-8. Yeah.
But still, fun to think about. Fun to think about the future with this team, honestly, and this franchise. Okay, and then lastly, some bad news on the Josh Jackson front. Yesterday, he did not play because he missed a team meeting. The team released that he did not play because he missed a team meeting. This brought two different reactions. Oh, I can't believe the guy can't get his act together. All he had to do was get his act together and prove that he was ready to come back to the NBA. This is why the Grizzlies, they had to do what they're doing with him. The other reaction was, I can't believe the Grizzlies have had him wasting away down there either. I'd miss team meetings too. Just but this is miserable, and the Grizzlies did this to themselves. I don't really understand, and let's be honest, it's our friend Anthony Sain, who I mostly am quoting here, sub-tweeting, because he's a big Josh Jackson guy and thinks the Grizzlies have mishandled it. But I don't know how you could look at yesterday as anything other than like Josh Jackson being Josh Jackson in not a good way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we know, at least I don't know enough of the details. It's certainly not good for him. I asked someone yesterday, because the Hustle play again tomorrow, like in South Haven. So I asked someone yesterday, like, is this just a one-game thing? Is this going to impact him beyond the one game? And I got a non-committal answer. If it was just missed a team meeting and there's nothing other than that, I would assume it's a one-game thing and he'll be back on the floor tomorrow night. But if he's not back on the floor tomorrow night, I think then it becomes a more concerning situation. As of right now, I'm willing to say, okay, it's a hiccup along the road, and like maybe it'll be fine. But we'll see.
People can oversleep or whatever. Probably caught behind a train. Is what I'm going to just go
ahead. Well, he was in California. If he was in Memphis, that would absolutely be the excuse he should use.
I was behind a train. All right, Chris, thanks very much. I urge people to read his piece at the Daily Memphian. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. I'm now getting more and more. Someone tweeted me yesterday when I was telling everyone to have the burger at Pimento's Kitchen and Market, right? The famous Pimento bacon cheeseburger that I love. And someone now took a picture of another burger and sent it to me. And I'll be honest, I retweeted it. It looks fantastic. I then retweeted that. Other people immediately chimed in. Food is always fresh and delicious. Someone else said, I get the food at least once a week. My wife and I go there. We are building some Pimento's momentum. Or maybe I'm just catching on. The Pimento momentum was already out there. But if you are not a part of it, you should go there. Honestly, during the holiday season, it's a great place you can go and get stuff to bring home for a holiday party or whatever. Just get some of the Pimento cheese. Honestly, that's fantastic. Or you can go and have a delicious lunch or, because it is more relaxed, a relaxed supper at dinner. And what do you say, supper or dinner, Jeffrey? Are you a supper or dinner dude? Or
dinner.
Or do those mean specific things to you?
I can distinct, if someone uses them as distinct things, I know how to
interpret
it.
What's the difference between, when people are doing it as distinct things, what do they do? Is dinner like Sunday dinner and it's at lunch after church? Is that what dinner is? What is, besides some people like to say supper and some like to say dinner, what's the difference?
To me, the distinction is supper's earlier.
If anyone can clarify, that would be great. But if you want to go to Pimento's for supper or dinner, I'd honestly go to both. I'd go earlier to supper, and then I'd go back for dinner. There is one on Poplar. It's just east of 240. And then there's one on Houston Levee in Collierville. Absolutely sensational, delicious, comfortable, relaxed places where 80-90% of what comes out of that kitchen, you think, like a lot of places, well, we'll just get the salad dressing from Sysco or somewhere, right, and serve it up. No, no, no. They make the salad dressing fresh. They make their chips, whatever they're called, that you put in you dip in queso. Like, what would those chips be called?
Tortilla chips?
They make those themselves. And, of course, they make all their Pimento cheeses themselves as well. Go and see my friends at Pimento's Kitchen and Market. When we come back, we will talk to Jessica Benson live from Disney. We'll do that next. Jeff Gawkins, Joe, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Robert Owen Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Owen Jewelers, 4 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
The cold is here, and Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool wants to help you stay warm and cozy. Gas logs by Real Fire for indoor or outdoor fireplaces to keep you warm by the fire. Hot tubs by Caldera Spas to relax and soothe all of your troubles away after a long day. Don't forget about the kids this holiday season. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has trampolines, play sets, and basketball goals. Come visit their showroom at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville or online at OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service,
go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers, they really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99, so don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Goodbye 2019. Goodbye Windows 7. Dell's holiday sales are the perfect time to say hello to 2020 and a Windows 10 upgrade. Save big on their latest business computers powered by Intel Core processors. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a small business technology advisor to help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show. Brought to you by Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds at rijewelers.com. Jessica Benson.
Join now from that magical place. Disney. By Jessica Benson, sports reporter for ABC 24, CW 30, host of the Still Not Married podcast. Season 2 has now started on Twitter at Local 24, Jessica. Jessica, how are you?
It's a magical day, Jeff.
Where are you physically? Where are you physically?
I am physically walking out of the Magic Kingdom to get on a bus to go to Hollywood Studios, where we were this morning at 7 a.m. because there's some new Star Wars ride that everyone is obsessed with. And there were people who got there at 4:45 a.m. to get a place in this, like, virtual line thing that they're trying out here now, where you're basically in a line on your phone and you enter that line. And so our boarding group just got called for Star Wars ride.
Do you have to go? Do you have to go? Well, we'll let you go.
No. I have 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
We got to get on a 40-minute bus over there.
What's the Star Wars ride?
So it's called Rise of the Resistance, and admittedly, I am not a Star Wars person. There are a lot of Star Wars people here. Good for them. But it just opened. The ride opened last Thursday, so we felt like we had to go all in. And, yeah, this is our second annual Jess and Chris do 24 hours in Disney World. And last
24 year, hours, is it? That's what you're doing?
24 hours. And we're there for a day. And last year we did all 4 parks, and I think we did 13 rides. And we didn't come into today with the expectation to do all 4 parks, but we've already done 3.
What?
So we might as well just go for it at this time.
Wait, second annual suggests this is going to be annual.
And oh no, it's the worst nightmare. A parade has started. I am running out of the park. No, it's
a parade has started. Mike Norvell is probably leading the damn thing. See if Mike's leading the damn thing.
It's definitely the new Mike Norvell parade. But
she's physically running, people. She's running away from a parade. This is live radio. Jessica Benson sprinting away from a Disney parade.
We got away from the parade. We're good. Yeah.
God, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us here.
It's an exciting week. I couldn't imagine not coming on, and it's one of my favorite times of my week, and so much has happened.
Yeah.
We planned it into our day.
Does your dad listen every time you're on here? Is he listening now? No. He catches the podcast?
Right now. I doubt he is right now.
He catches the podcast?
He does listen to the podcast.
All right. Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Please say hello sometime. Next time you're in town, say hello sometime. Okay. So, and by the way, you're sponsored now. We're now making... We're getting rich off of you. We're getting rich
Amazing.
Off of you. Robert Owen Jewelers has sponsored you. You know, you already have your diamond ring, don't you?
Unfortunately, I know. I feel like we really missed the mark on this.
The timing was wrong. The rest of you should get to Robert Owen Jewelers. But anyway, so, okay. What do you, Mike Norvell wrote a letter to Memphis, and sometimes people roll their eyes at these things. Like, that often they roll their eyes at these things when people write a letter to the community that they just left. No one's rolling their eyes. You know what they're doing? They're wiping their eyes. They're crying their eyes out. I've never really quite seen anything like this, I'll be honest, from a departing coach.
Yeah, I read the letter while we were in line for the Slinky Dog roller coaster, and I, too, was, got a little teary. I think it represents what was so unique about this coaching change that has happened over the last 72 hours in that – it went so smoothly, and there really wasn't this feeling of animosity towards Mike leaving, and that certainly can't be the case. I don't know if the fans at App State are saying the same thing about their one-year head coach who's now off to Missouri, but in the case of Memphis, like, fans seemed to genuinely kind of support this move, and obviously Mike has been really genuine, it feels, in his reaction to the Memphis community. Nothing feels fake about it. I mean, and we were able to experience that week in and week out with him, and that he loved Memphis. Memphis loved him back. And now he just took the next thing that works for him.
Well, and I even think the letter itself, it wasn't just the platitude, grit, grind, blah, blah, blah. It was like that Anthony Miller story.
I loved that. That was perfect. I mean, and that just like encapsulates Memphis.
Yeah. What words best describe Memphis? Anthony Miller stands up and says, Memphis.
And it's Anthony Miller, which makes it even better.
Yeah, it's Anthony Miller. And it's also Mike admitting, I didn't get it. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But now he absolutely gets it to such an extent that it's the lead to his letter that he, by the way, sat down this morning and wrote himself and didn't have a PR person write for him. I'm all down with it. Okay, so you're there with Chris, I presume. Is that right?
I am, yeah.
I saw him.
His grandmother lives here, so.
I saw him at the Ryan Silverfield press conference. That was just, when did y'all leave? Like, what were the logistics here?
Yeah, so I worked Sunday too. He actually worked Monday, and my mom was a flight attendant, so I do past travel, which, long story short, it's kind of like a guessing game on if I'll get on my flights or not. So I left early yesterday morning, and I actually got on my first 2 flights, so I made it here around noon yesterday. He didn't get in until 1 a.m., and we're staying at the hotel that's connected to the Orlando airport. And, yeah, so he got in at 1 a.m. Our alarm was set for 5:45, which is miserable. But we are here. We will be here all day.
And back when?
And back, I'm back tomorrow, and he's staying and seeing his grandma for a few days.
Okay. I saw the piece you did on Ryan Silverfield, even though you were not there yourself. You couldn't be. You were working hard at the studio.
Yes. I was watching the tweets roll in during that press conference.
Yeah, what did you think?
I think I wouldn't say I was necessarily surprised, because we've been able to get to know Coach Silverfield throughout the years, and you know, one of my favorite events every year is what he does at the Memphis.
The dog thing is fantastic.
Yeah, the dogs and the cats, and to see offensive linemen holding baby kitties, like it's
highlight
every year.
The best one for me was I covered it two years ago. And
the player who adopted one, right?
No, this was a different one.
Oh,
Obinna.
Oh,
from
yeah.
He was there, and he of course grew up in Nigeria, and so they happened to have a goat being unloaded at the time. Someone brought a goat to the animal shelter, and Obinna said, "A goat? Oh, I raised goats." And he goes and he gets the goat and brings the goat out. Like the kittens and the puppies are great, but Obinna with a goat, a baby, that was just the highlight for me.
Well, you don't get to see goats all that often unless you're like a regular at Silky's, so that so I think that Silverfield has made himself a very personable person throughout all of this, but to see it's kind of like the blatant, "I want this job." I mean, you don't see that very often when coaches or interim coaches who have been named interim and are actively going after the head job, they're not really usually as vocal. And funny enough, the last interim coach that I experienced who was that vocal was Coach O back at USC,
right,
my senior year. And he obviously did not get the job, but it kind of has reminded me of that instance, because it was, again, a situation where all of the players were all in on Coach O. And there was the idea that, you know, the boosters weren't, and that USC wasn't the right job for him. And I'll never forget when they ended up telling Coach O that he would not be the head coach. I mean, those players, I can still remember seeing them coming out of Heritage Hall at USC crying and being so emotional about that decision, because it was a coach who meant so much to the players. And I think we're seeing kind of a similar response from the player standpoint on Silverfield. And I read your column, and I agree. Like, they have to go about and do an entire search, and that's what Memphis deserves. But Silverfield obviously deserves a very serious look to see if he is the right guy to take over full time for this job.
Yeah, my takeaway what a magnificent job he did making the case for himself. As an audition goes, it was a really impressive audition for Ryan Silverfield, and I think honestly, it'll be harder for someone who's not Ryan Silverfield to come in than it was for Mike Norvell to come in, if that's the way they go. Because with Mike, no one thought that Dickey was going to get the job or was campaigning for Dickey to get the job. Here, if it's not Silverfield, there will be disappointment, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And I think now that he made those bold comments, the fans who may not have known who is Ryan Silverfield, they've now seen the videos, they've now read various articles about him, and they're kind of, I mean, it's hard not to root for a guy who puts himself out there in that way, and who also obviously has so much passion for this job and for this specific position. And for a coach to say, I mean, coaches can say whatever they want to say, and you can get a lot of coaches who would say, "This is my destination job, this is my dream job, I'm not using this as a stepping stone." But when you listen to Ryan Silverfield say those words, they don't feel as hollow, at least in this moment. They feel legit. And that there's something very much to be said about a coach who so wants this specific job, and now he's, you know, kind of forced the university's hand, give it to me, or we'll see if he eventually takes another one of those jobs that he has turned down previously. And that's the thing with him, is like, he's put his money where his mouth is. He hasn't left Memphis, and he has been waiting for this opportunity to come up, and now it's here.
I agree completely with all of that. Were you at USC with Lane then? You overlapped with Lane.
I was. And the best and worst part is that I was actually on vacation visiting. Chris was in his first year as a reporter in Yakima. And the only game that I missed my senior year when I was working for the Rivals website over there was the Arizona State game. And so I ended up missing the Lane Kiffin tarmac experience in LA. And I still remember I was in a an airport in SeaTac waiting, and I heard the news, and it was, seriously, I missed it. And now I miss the Lane Kiffin press conference experience in Oxford, where he even mentioned the tarmac experience. And it just, it looked crazy. I mean, I was following it from here all day yesterday, and to see how that fan base, and I think we talked about it on your show last week, in that making a hire like Lane Kiffin promotes instant excitement, and we have seen that tenfold with the Ole Miss football program since that became a thing. Also, A-plus to them for the social media response that they've done, because that video was tremendous. Everything they've done since has been tremendous, and I think it's really fun.
What went wrong with Lane at USC?
Okay, so I was actually, I went down a deep dive to kind of remember, because when my freshman year, first and foremost, he inherited a program going through the sanctions. And so there was a bowl ban, they didn't have scholarships, things were not good at USC. But originally when he came in, it was this big irreverent approach to, you know, well, we're USC. And so we embraced as a student body the, quote, arrogant nation led by Lane Kiffin. And there were shirts that said, like, bowls are for salads and you can't sanction the end zone and Lane effing Kiffin bro. And that was just such a thing. And so then what really happened was that 2012 season, when they went into it as the preseason number one, Matt Barkley came back for his senior year, and they had so many expectations. They were finally bowl eligible again, and then they went, where'd they go, 7-5, I think, and things just went bad. And again, everything always ties back to Chris in my life, because of course it does. But I'll never forget USC opened that season against Syracuse at MetLife Stadium, and I looked Chris in the eye and said, I'll see you at the national championship game. USC is a shoo-in national champions game this year. And then, obviously, they did not. And they almost lost that game. And it was just really bad from there. It soured completely. And the Lane Kiffin bright and shiny experience dimmed with USC. And once it turned fast.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to let you go in just a second because you have Disney to experience. But tell me, first, where you voted the University of Memphis in your top 25.
They are now at 13.
They've moved up to 13 from 15.
They've moved up two spots.
All right, but perilous this weekend, obviously, with Tennessee. And then secondly, rank your top three Disney experiences since you are there. What are the must-see, favorite, absolute, wonderful things about Disney? Top three.
Oh, okay, well, we actually were able to hit two of them in a row at 7 o'clock this morning, which was quite a wake-up. But I love Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. They're right next to each other at Hollywood Studios. And one time I notoriously rode them 12 times in a row when I was a kid. And I still love them to this day.
Are they scary? I don't like scary roller coasters. But I presume at Disney you don't die. At a county fair you might die.
You don't die. Exactly. That is exactly what I told Chris, because I'm a huge – if it's in a structural place like Disney or Universal, I will do any roller coaster out there. But if we're at the fair, you know, on average, like, three people die at a fair every year. I don't want to take those odds.
Is that true? You know?
I don't know that. No. Okay. Don't quote me on those statistics. But it feels like you at least see like three of those stories.
Right, yes, right.
So I refuse to do that. But here, I feel safe, which might be like a false sense of security, but Disney, at least, you know, they pump out the good smells and the good sounds, and they make you feel like you're really safe. And then my all-time, I love Splash Mountain. We just got off of it. Chris says it's the most overrated ride at Disneyland, Disney World. But I still love it, and it's still fun.
Jessica, safe travels. Enjoy the day, and we look forward to your return. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
That is Jessica Benson. Do you believe you're a Disney guy? Do you believe that Splash Mountain is overrated?
Overrated is a stretch, because I've never heard anyone say like Splash Mountain is my favorite ride at Disney. I will say, I think I know what Chris is going for, which is Chris is going for every time you, unless you get like, there's like one specific seat where you won't get drenched. I think what Chris is going for is, I don't really want to come to an amusement park and get wet.
Soaked.
Yes. And so I do understand. I think I think annoying is more of the word than overrated.
All right, Jessica Benson, her appearance is now. How about that? That's how wildly popular she is. It is now sponsored by Robert Irwin Jewelers. And I've been talking about going to Robert Irwin Jewelers for your engagement ring because, let's be honest, the big days are coming up for engagement, by all means. But you don't have to be getting engaged to get a beautiful piece of jewelry for your person for the upcoming holidays. Time and attorney necklaces from $75 to $799. 1-carat diamond ring, $799. Stackable diamond bracelets, $599. Love's Crossing jewelry starts at $199. And, of course, then diamond rings. They're beautiful diamond rings, which they, as Jeffrey did, they make stunning diamond rings for you and yours with a 1-year guarantee if you are unhappy about your choice. They also, by the way, have artisan created diamonds, and people like, oh, they're fake. No, they're not fake diamonds. They are, if you took it to a jeweler, they would not know the difference because there is no difference chemically in composition, anything about them. It's the way they are created, and they are environmentally friendly. They are 100% conflict-free, and they are 25 to 30% less expensive. Actually, I had a nephew recently who got engaged with one of these diamonds. Anything you're looking for, it is Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have 5 locations, including the new store in North Little Rock, Arkansas, online at rijewelers.com. Back in a moment with the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm going to help you today. I'm going to do that by telling you it's not too early to book parties for the holidays at Bounty on Broad. Don't put it off until the last minute when you'll be scrounging around just to find a place. Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures, and fresh produce from Old World Farms and Hannah Farms. And the folks from Bounty asked me to mention those small farms specifically because they're serious about supporting local farms to create a sustainable food community. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. The website is bountyonbroad.com. Or just give them a call at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131. And book your holiday party before everybody else.
The holiday season is here, and our Chevy employees have something special to share with you.
At Chevy, we're all about bringing families together.
This time of year, that's really important.
So we're making it easier than ever to become part of our family.
That's why our Chevy employee discount is now available to everyone.
The Chevy price you pay is what we pay.
Not a cent more.
Family is important to us.
And we'd like you to be part of ours.
Take advantage of the Chevy employee discount for everyone and get great deals on the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Explore every corner of your city in the versatile yet stylish Trax and have everything you need to do everything you want with the Equinox.
So happy holidays.
And welcome to the family.
The Chevy family.
Become part of the Chevy family. Get the Chevy employee discount for everyone today.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Visit ChevroletEmployeeDiscount.com for offer and vehicle eligibility. Not available with fleet sales and some other offers. Dealer fees are extra and will vary at participating dealers. Take new retail delivery by 1-2-20.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
At the Great American Home Store, get a gift for yourself that keeps on giving. It's never been more affordable with savings of $100, $200, $300, all the way up to $1,000 cash savings. Finance with no money down and 3 years no interest, or choose up to 5 years interest-free. Top name brands like Bassett, FlexSteel, England by La-Z-Boy, Corinthian, Mayo, and more. Find exciting savings throughout Great American's massive showrooms on bedroom, dining room, living room, from stationary sofas and sectionals to the largest selection of motion furniture in the Mid-South. Looking for something special? You'll find it here with custom order options from finish to fabric with our custom order program. And the best part, you can have it in as little as 4 weeks. Need a new mattress? Right now, you'll find savings on Simmons, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. It's all in stock for immediate on-site pickup or express delivery. There's no place like home for Christmas. The Great American Home Store. Memphis, South Haven, or shop and buy online at GoGAHS.com.
Algae. That murky green stuff may not seem very useful, but it could be the future of energy. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing biofuels from algae so that the trucks, ships, and planes that drive our economy could one day run on algae biofuels with half the greenhouse gas emissions of today's fuels, keeping transportation humming while cutting emissions. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we
want
to do is get by today. Hey,
sure, let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
New England Patriots are cheating dogs. Do we believe that? Let's parcel this out.
I misinterpreted the rules.
So they sent a they had a film crew.
Yes.
And the film crew was not in any way connected to the football department.
Correct.
It was simply doing
and they were credentialed.
They were credentialed. There was nothing sneaky about them. They were doing video on how an advanced scout does his job.
Mm-hmm. It's for the upcoming series, Do Your Job.
Right. And so how an advanced scout does in the process, they captured things they should not have captured. At least, so do you believe this was innocent? That's the fundamental question. Do you believe this was innocent or not? I'm just a sap. I hate the Patriots. I kind of do. Like, I just believe it.
This, I'll tell you the quote that I do think the Patriots.
I like to call them cheating dogs, though.
Well, I also think, like, I think the Patriots do things that everyone else does, and then everyone massively overreacts. But this quote did not help their case, in my opinion, from Senor Belichick himself.
Okay.
We're competitive and we'll try to be competitive in every area, but we don't knowingly, intentionally want to do anything that's across the line. That to me suggests...
That's a squirrely quote.
Yes, you know what I mean? Like, that... Again, the Falcons were pumping in crowd noise. No one cared because the Falcons stunk at the time. The Browns were radioing in, signaling in plays from their GM to the staff. Like that,
The Houston stuff was crazy.
Yeah.
That stuff was crazy. Okay, the other football story from is your Giants.
Yes.
Eli, it was a tearful night last night. He now, by the way, has a career record of under 500 because of this season.
Yes.
But he comes out, it's a brilliant first half.
Yes.
Eli, it's like an Ole Miss day yesterday between Lane and Eli, and it's the resurrection.
Everyone's wiping away tears.
And then I think they gained 2 yards in the second half,
And, that might be pushing it.
And they had a difficult time. And just to guarantee the loss, they did not use timeouts when they had time to stop the clock as the Eagles were about to punt in the final minute.
Yes.
And they lose in OT. You rejoiced over the loss?
Jeff, you know how you just love, you love the human interest story in which, you know, someone that's maybe unsuspecting overcomes the odds and finds a way to just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pat Shurmur's effort last night, I mean, up 17-3 against a team that can't move the football. It was truly the most trying time this year for me as a Giants fan, because
how were they going to pull this
out? I didn't know how they were going to do this, but I kept the faith all night. I said at halftime, I kept repeating to myself, Pat Shurmur will find a way. Pat Shurmur will find a way.
You can't
and
do
low
a true
and behold,
fan doesn't root for the losses. A true fan does not root
for
the losses.
Yes, he does, Jeff, when it's the difference between when you are...
How's it stand? What are the reverse standings right now?
So the Bengals are one game in front of us.
Bengals have...
Correct. Bengals have one win.
Who
Giants have two.
Okay.
Then you have the Dolphins. You have the Dolphins and the Redskins with three. The Giants still get to play both the Dolphins and the Redskins. So this was the type of loss that could solidify no worse than number two. And therefore...
It can't solidify no worse than number... Well, if they beat the if they beat these next two, they'll do worse than number two,
Jeff,
right?
We control our own destiny. As long as we lose to the Dolphins and the Redskins, we're good.
Yes, but you will win those games, unfortunately.
No, I believe in Pat Shurmur. Why would you... Listen, I don't need your negativity right now. We are so close to the finish line. Like, it was just...
You want to lock in Chase Young.
Yes, because...
How about...
He's a difference maker.
Yeah.
At a difference-making position.
You get Joe Burrow one. He goes one to whomever, right? And then you get Chase Young, and then it's just a bunch of people.
Right, and then it's who wants to get risky and take Tua.
Yes, and then it's... Yeah, but it's like the tackle from Georgia.
Sure.
Or, like, whatever. They actually probably would take the tackle from Georgia. They need an offensive lineman, right? They need wide receivers, too.
The Giants need basically
everything.
Just about everything.
Just about everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it was just nice to see the triumph of the human spirit last night.
Nice to see the triumph. I was certainly thinking of you.
I know.
Today, again, the ESPN, you can read the letter to the Daily Memphian first. Broke the news today about Mike Norvell will not be coaching in the Cotton Bowl, and wrote a really gracious, and you could just tell, authentic letter of thanks to the city of Memphis. It's up at thedailymemphian.com, also on my Twitter account. Jeffrey, what is coming up next here?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart joins the boys at 11:25. John Martin joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey today at 3 o'clock. Eric Hasseltine, pumped to have Eric back on the show. He's going to join us at 2:25 to talk some Grizzlies. Jeff will join GP at 5 o'clock. As, of course, it's Tuesday, so Easterwood.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Our work is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center, and it's filled with holiday gifts too great to pass up. This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. James Davis is where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where you need to be shopping as well. Are you buying this holiday season for a man in your life? If so, James Davis has you covered. So many terrific options. Crocodile belts are now just $195. Luxury cashmere cotton sweaters are available for as low as $119. Quilted and performance vests start at just $165. Five-pocket pants are only $149. And don't forget about custom-made stance shirts and pants. You walk in, get three measurements taken in a matter of seconds. Within minutes, you'll have a custom-fit shirt or some custom-fit pants or both ordered. They'll fit you better than anything has ever fit you before. Don't know what to get? Just grab a gift card. They're available and make great stocking stuffers. Again, we have one of the best clothing stores in America in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency train system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
That's the crunch of Papa John's brand new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never frozen original dough topped with parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
This is Mike Miller. I'm back close to Platinum Jewelers, the place I've been doing business with for years. Platinum Jewelers does custom design engagement rings, pre-owned Rolexes, wide select.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.